Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, of course, we all know her as Walter White's wife, Skyler, from Breaking Bad. And she's in a brand new series, Most Dangerous Game New York, on the Roku channel. Anna Gunn, two-time Emmy Award-winning Anna Gunn, joins us here in the National Defense. Anna, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. And listen, thank you so much for everything that you've done on Breaking Bad. What a great show. I mean, it sounds a little bit light just to even call it a show, because I can't imagine what it did for you and everybody that worked on that show. But it's to say it inspired a legion of fans. It was something, huh?
It really was. It was a wild ride and an amazing ride, and we're all, you know. So Brian told us all at the beginning when we started shooting, you know, not this kind of writing, this kind of this group of people that we have. This is a rare thing. So really savor it and relish it while you have it. And we all took that to heart. We really did. So we enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, and you haven't slowed down for a second. I mean, you've been in so many movies, and now you're in this new series, Most Dangerous Game New York, on the Roku channel, which I just watched the trailer for that. And this Christoph Waltz. I mean, this guy, he's just creepy, isn't he?
He's not a creepy person, but he's an incredible person. He's just so smart. He's witty. He's, you know, sometimes you don't know where he's coming from. He keeps you on your toes.
Right.
He's so knowledgeable about so many things. But as an actor, yeah, when he, I play the chairwoman in the second season, and he's come. His role is the hunt organizer. So the basic premise of the show is the game in Most Dangerous Game is it's a deadly manhunt. It's a manhunt.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he plays the hunt organizer, scouts people who are down on their luck to participate in this deadly manhunt for the chance to win $500,000. and then I am the chairwoman, and so I obviously am, you know, I'm running the board. I'm also, my job is to make as much money. It's all about money. How much money can we make on this, on the player we choose? How much money can we make on the wagering, you know, that people do, getting involved in this game. And he and I are somewhat at odds. He's not somebody who likes to have anyone looking over their, you know, his shoulder.
Right.
And I am certainly looking, my eye is trained on him for various reasons, but, to act with him was just, you know, a dream, really.
Yeah,
was,
no, he's
wonderful.
Fantastic. Yeah. He's fantastic in everything.
Yeah.
And we were talking to Anna Gunn here on the National Defense and the new series Most Dangerous Game New York, streaming now on the Roku channel. And so you grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Is that right?
I did. Yep.
Yeah, and I just visited that place for the first time last year. What a fantastic city that is.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a wonderful. Yeah. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. And we moved from Ohio when I was 7, just turning 8. And I thank my, you know, my parents all the time. I say, thank you so much for moving me to New Mexico. I, of course, had no idea where we were going or what New Mexico was about. And what an amazing place to grow up in. I mean, I got PE credit for skiing. I mean, look, come on.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. And, you know, just camping and hiking and horseback riding and all those incredible things. And I still love it. And when I got the chance to go back and do Breaking Bad there, that was even more incredible because I got to introduce my kids to it. And the things that I had done, you know, when I was younger. So, it was a pretty, it's still a very special place to me. So.
Hey, I know that you've done at least one of the Comic-Con deals. And, you know, we talked about some of these Breaking Bad fans. What is the craziest encounter you've had with a Breaking Bad fan?
The craziest? Oh, my gosh. Most people are, when they approach you, they're pretty, you know, mellow. I especially when the whole series dropped as a, you know, you could watch the whole thing.
Right.
After they aired the last season, and then, you know, people could go back and watch the whole thing. I honestly could tell sometimes when people thought they would see me, and then their eyes would lock on me, and then there was kind of this look in their eye that was very intense, and I would think, oh my gosh. And they would walk over and say, and sometimes I'd say, you just binged the whole series, didn't you? Because it was this look in their eye. It looked like you have seen far too much of this.
You're right.
In far too short a period of time. And it's an intense show, and perhaps, do you need like a mental health vacation?
You're right.
Because it's so hard to take. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're talking to Anna Gunn.
But I have to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm interrupting you. I just have to say that I think this show, it really does to me what Breaking Bad did to me, which is that I couldn't wait to read the next episode. I couldn't wait to see what was coming next, because it was always so surprising and so often not what I expected. And then when I watched it, I got to watch the whole series just recently, and I, even though I knew what was coming, I was reacting like I didn't know anything about the show. I was, you know,
yeah,
on the edge of my seat and finding myself, you know, going, no, is it? And that kind of thing. I honestly think that the crafting of the show, again, the writing, the acting,
yes,
just the design, and you know, the cinematography is so beautiful. I think that this is really going to have people on the edge of their seats.
Well, have you tried any of the Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul mezcal?
No, I have not.
You can get it at Costco, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was just at Costco yesterday.
Do you have to buy like two giant cases of it?
Yes. You have to buy,
you have to buy
70-pound drums.
No. Somebody please assist the gentleman.
Yeah. Right. We need some help in aisle 15.
We need some help in aisle 12, please.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what, I'm scared to go to Costco, not just because of the money, but just running into people there. You know, you can't, it's tough enough to navigate the parking lot, but then when you get inside the store and the people, especially the people that have the flatbed trucks that they're dragging through and, you know, collecting large items. It's just, I mean, that could be a reality TV show. You know, I'm surprised. I'm actually kind of surprised that Most Dangerous Game, New York, is not a reality TV show. You know, I wouldn't be I mean, seriously, you know, that somebody could come out and go, that's a great idea for a reality show.
I don't know who would greenlight an actual reality show where people are trying to kill other people.
With a manhunt.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure who would greenlight that as a manhunt, but and also who would sign up for that, but that would be very interesting.
Good point.
But actually off your, you know, off your joke there, it actually does make you think. It gives you that sort of same introspection that Breaking Bad did, which is that thing of, if I were in this situation, if
yes.
I had no money, if I was desperate enough, if I had this set of circumstances facing me, what would I do? And it also puts you into the state of mind of who, you know, you can think of the hunters, and then the people who bet on the hunt, you can think of them as just, you know, evil, awful, and I'm not saying they're not, but there's a complexity to this, which is that primal thing. That's what all the, you know, the hunters have. What is because the original story, I believe, was a book, either a short story or a novel, and from some time ago. And I think it's been fascinating as a concept since then, because it really does make you think of those things, of what would, yeah, you know, what would drive a human being to do that.
No, it's such a cool idea. It's such a cool idea. It's on the Roku channel.
It really is.
Most Dangerous Game, New York. I'm going to watch every episode today. Anna Gunn, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.